week's cotton news line is three cuts. All cuts are Daryl Ernest, USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service Deputy Administrator. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our fixed costs outnumber our expected revenues by a significant amount. Since our program is so heavily dependent upon fixed costs such as labor and our facilities that are equipped with strict atmospheric conditions for testing, our grading instruments, which are very sophisticated and expensive, other equipment, the shipping of cotton samples from the gins to our offices, etc., those are fixed costs. And so a smaller than usual crop will put a severe burden on the costs versus revenues ratio for us.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The proposed fee is derived from a new formula authorized in the 2008 Farm Bill and developed by AMS and our program to account for all the operational costs affiliated with classification, as well as to ensure a minimum reserve balance that has to cover operations and any shutdown of the program should that become necessary. And these reserves are mandated back to us from the department so that we have the money to operate, especially considering that we collect our fees in arrears.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We provide most of our classing services during the harvest, which usually runs between July and February, depending on the region of the country. However, we don't bill for our services until well past the delivery of those services, so it can be months before we receive our revenues. And since we receive no appropriated funding for our classing services, and we bill in arrears, we have to ensure that we have enough money in reserve to carry us through the end of our year until we begin receiving revenues. That, in addition to the required amount of reserves and just the fact that our fixed costs in a smaller year are typically going to outweigh our revenues, that's why we've seen this happen this year in addition to last year.